हेलो वीआईटी, आप सुन रहे हो वीआईटी कम्युनिटी रेडियो 90.8 एफएम। हम आपके होस्ट आरजे अर्थ और एक नए दिन और एक नए जोश और एक नए शख्सियत के साथ हम लेकर आ चुके हैं अपना शो आसान है। और मैं एक चीज पहले से बताना चाहता हूँ, आज आरजे अद्वित नहीं है क्योंकि उसको कोई वर्क आ गया, उसके वजह से इज नॉट देयर। आज के जो शो है उस पर हम लेकर आए हैं एक ऐसे पर्सन को जिससे आप मिलकर काफी सारी चीजें सीखने वाले हो। सो वेलकम ऑन द शो अश्विन।
हाय हाय।
सो मैं उनके बारे में कुछ बताऊं तो ही इज 100 इंस्पायरिंग ऑथर्स ऑफ इंडिया इन 2018 बाय द इंडियन अवार्ड्स एट कोलकाता, बेस्ट डेब्यूट इंडियन ऑथर 2018 बाय द ऑथर पेजेस एट चेन्नई। और उन्होंने जो दो बुक्स लिखी है, फिल्मी कथाज एंड बिटवीन रियलिटी एंड एक्सपेक्टेशंस इन 2018, तो उन्हें फिल्मी कथा के लिए नॉमिनेट किया है फॉर IALA अवार्ड्स ऑफ गुरेगांव लिटरेचर फेस्टिवल्स 2019। सो ये उनके अवार्ड्स हैं और इन्होंने जस्ट अभी 21 एज के हैं और इन्होंने इतने सारे अवार्ड्स ले लिए और दो बुक्स लिख ली है। सो कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशंस अश्विन।
थैंक यू।
और ये जो शो है मैं कंडक्ट करूँगा इंग्लिश में बिकॉज जो हमारे गेस्ट हैं उन्हें हिंदी नहीं आती। सो ये जो शो होगा इंग्लिश में होगा। लाइक व्हेन यू फर्स्ट थॉट दैट यू कैन राइट बुक?
Actually, people around me told me that you can just go into writing and writing a book because I have a lot of content up there. And whenever people read my posts on Facebook, whenever people read my blog or whatever it is, they say me, you know, you can do something or you can just take over a book or something like that. It just happened. I never planned that I want to be author, I want to be writer or anything like that. One of my poems got published in an anthology and the publisher just got in touch with me that we can do a book, and then I did a book. So it was just happened, like nothing was planned that, you know, I'm going to write a book, I'm going to do this, something like that. The second book happened like after I finished my first book, Between Reality and Expectations, in 2018. Mere jo award mila na, 100 Inspiring Authors of India, uske baad us publisher ne mujhe contact kiya aur bola ki aap aur bhi ek book karna hai, hum hi publish karenge. आप रॉयल्टी ज़्यादा लेंगे। मुझे बहुत
अच्छा लगा
और मुझे भी लाइक थॉट लाइक आई वाज वर्किंग टू मेक अ फिल्म लाइक दैट टाइम। सो ही टोल्ड ओके यू राइट अ बुक एंड ऑल दैट एंड आई आस्क्ड हिम एंड आई स्पोक टू लॉट ऑफ फ्रेंड्स। व्हेन इट वाज माय फर्स्ट बुक इट वाज लाइक जस्ट हैपेंड एंड एवरीथिंग वाज लाइक आई डिडंट टेक लॉट ऑफ एफर्ट्स इन माय फर्स्ट बुक बिकॉज इट माय फर्स्ट बुक वाज अ कलेक्शन ऑफ पोएट्रीज एंड स्टफ लाइक दैट। आई ऑलरेडी हैड हंड्रेड्स ऑफ पोएट्रीज रिटन सो इट वाज नॉट एनीथिंग ऑफ थिंग आई जस्ट टुक सम एफर्ट टू डू इट। सो आई फेल्ट लाइक यू नो आई शुड एटलीस्ट टेक सम एफर्ट एंड डू अ बुक to my satisfaction.
Okay.
I told him, he asked me in February, like, I told him, sir, I need some time, I need to talk to people, I need to know what people want from me. I spoke to a lot of people, I asked him, like, can I do a book of, one book for a whole, like a novel?
Yeah.
Or can I do a book with short stories?
Yeah.
I had ideas for both. So people, most of the people, my friends, who, like my friends in VIT and my family, people told, you just do short stories because novel is only for the readers who take books seriously,
yeah,
who are into reading and stuff like that. But when it is short stories which can connect to anybody, people be like, I'll just read one short story a day.
Exactly.
Or, so it, I thought, okay, you know, it'll be even more reachable for even the people who are not frequent readers or, you know, avid readers, something like that. So I had already 4 or 5 short stories written and it was published in Amazon Kindle.
Amazon Kindle.
Kindle, yeah, yeah.
What is that? You can just name it.
Yeah, yeah, sure. One was titled 10 Odd Days. One was titled Arranged Marriage. That the short story Arranged Marriage was like, even now it's selling very well.
Yeah.
And I get royalty. Just with that, a lot of royalty.
Oh, ho.
Yeah, like that I did in my second year. That's how everything started. I had short stories written.
Yeah.
And people written told me it's very good. And then I just published on Amazon Kindle, these both. And I got good stuff, like good incomings. And I started writing more short stories. So when I started writing Filmi Kathas, I already had 5 short stories in hand. But I wasn't satisfied at all because when you're a writer, you don't get satisfied with what you write before, right?
Exactly.
So I took that time I had a freedom because usually when writers write a book, they go and approach a publisher and they have a lot of constraints when they write to impress a publisher.
Okay.
This time I had a lot of freedom because the publisher told me, like, you know, you write a book, you do anything, we'll publish it. So it was like completely my ground and I can play in any way I wanted with a lot of creative freedom.
Okay.
So I wanted to tell the stories which I really wanted to say. I wanted to, because as we'll have some ideas, we'll have some personal things to not personal in the sense, not from your life or something like that, but some ideas as a writer to publish it sometime, right? So I had a freedom to explore all those which I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I wrote many stories which are not just short, which are like very long. And
so
I
you choose the Bollywood like instead of writing the short stories and up, you choose the Bollywood for the filmic kathas?
No, not exactly Bollywood. The filmic kathas, the title came because, see, the stories which I've written are, see, basically I'm interested in filmmaking. Even yeah. I've done a short film and all that, and that was quite well recognized in Tamil. So, I was more into films, and I was even writing films and talking to production houses and stuff like that. My main idea was filmmaking, even to take up filmmaking in future. Writing was just a part of it because now I'm in college, I can't go and make a film, take some time for it and all that. So, all these stories were like ideas of some films, but I cannot make it as a film, certainly, considering the commercial aspects of cinema. So I thought, okay, let me just publish as a short story, but I wrote it in a cinematic pattern, like, you know, we can visualize. Even last week I met some reader, and she told me, like, I was able to visualize everything you wrote. It was just like seeing a film.
Okay.
The whole story, you know, that's how it's
written. They were able to connect it.
Connect to it, and they'll be able to, like, seeing it on screen or, like, visualize it. Because that's how I've written. I've lost a lot of things.
Because it's all about reality and
connecting it to about reality. And it's also fantasizing the reality. Just like taking you to a cinema where, you know, you just see a reality, but it's like, for example, a song comes in a film.
Yeah.
It's not real. In real life, you don't go and dance, right?
Exactly.
But in a story, you can make sure you can fantasize some areas, use it as a storytelling tool and stuff like that. So that's why it's called Filmi Kathas, and that's how it happened.
Yeah. Okay, basically, this is the story behind the Filmi Kathas.
Filmi Kathas, and yeah, second book was something which I took seriously and read it. And it was also launched in a very big way.
What is that book?
I mean,
it is a Filmi Kathas.
Filmi Kathas was launched in a very big way in Chennai, and you could have seen it, you could have seen in a lot of newspapers that came out.
I saw it in many of the newspapers. So, how you started writing the book? Like, if you want to write something, if you want to just get into something, think a lot about it. So, how you approached it and how you started writing the book and getting it till the publish. So, how was the journey behind that?
See, as I told you, first book was just happened. I didn't give any thoughts. I just wrote some 5-6 extra poetries and stories, which for my own satisfaction. Whenever I write, I mean, to write a story or write a book or something like that, something's an idea that comes to you, and then that stays with you for a while. And you have to take some time to live with it, and you have to digest it, and you have to assimilate it, and before it just comes out of you, you have to do well. Like, it just keeps coming to you. It's not that I just go and think about something, take a voluntary step to think about something. It just happens.
Okay.
For example, when an idea comes, even though I was thinking of an idea like for the last 1 week, it's just coming to me again and again. When it just comes to you again and again, you feel there is something about you in that you can do about it, and there is some life you can give to it and make it as a story. So stories also just happen, is what I believe. It's not you go behind a story. Stories just come to you and it happens.
Okay.
So when some story, when some idea happens to you, I just live with it, and I then take some when I really feel that I can write this, I'll sit and I'll write. So
basically, you don't doubt on yourself that you can write something much more better, or why to start now, or why not to start it later, I will write some other stories. Like, we doubt on ourselves.
Yeah, that's what. For example, when I write, for example, if I'm sitting to write, it means the idea has overcome from my inner self to the paper, to the laptop or something. Yeah. So it means like that has won my own heart and it's come there. So I believe that instinct when I sit to write. It also just happens. So sometimes when you write, you feel, after you start writing, you feel this is not maybe a better idea. When I thought it was something better, but it's not. So you just leave it for a while in between and you go to some other idea and you work on it. Sometimes there are some ideas that come which just comes to you and stays with you for a very short while, and when you sit to write, it just flows. It happens magically. There are some stories which I've written, I never think much about it. It's because maybe, I don't know what's the reason behind it, maybe you live with it or whatever, something. But when it comes to you, it just comes like something. You just sit and you finish it off in one day, or just keeps coming to you again.
You just finish it in one day.
You know, my writing time is very less. I mean, my thinking process is a bit more, but my time of writing is really very less. Like, when I sit, for example, the story called Arranged Marriage was actually written in my phone in an STS class. Will you believe me? In one class, it was written. 40 minutes, it was written in my phone. And I just went back, put it in my laptop, edited everything, and I just put it off. That's all.
But how to put it off, like on the Amazon Prime, and like how to get it in public?
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you. It's very simple. Just go to Amazon Kindle website, and you have an option for self-publishing. You can do that. Or if there's option for self-publishing, you have to upload a document, and they'll verify it, and they'll send you if it's okay. And then you can make your own cover and publish it. It's for starting to write. If you want to approach a publisher, you have to have a big content. Go to their website. see their contact or mail ID, or to send them the manuscript. Like, every publisher have their own ideas. Mostly they'll ask you basically the synopsis of the book, the genre, and how many pages, everything they'll ask you. You just have to send them, and after they're happy with the genre, they'll ask you the whole manuscript. Then they'll read the whole, or they'll ask you initially they'll ask you sample chapters. For example, you're writing a poetry book, they'll ask you, send me 5 poetries you've written, I'll see if it's okay, then I'll go for publishing. That's what happened to me. And even in short stories, they'll ask you the same. They'll ask you to send you 5 or 6, even if you go with Penguin or anybody.
Yeah.
They'll ask you to send 5 or 6. They'll read everything and they'll tell you if it's okay. So, yeah. Then they'll ask you the whole manuscript. Then they'll read the whole manuscript. Then they'll say
so it's
okay.
A long process.
Very long, very very long process. Hectic long process. So, for example, Filmi Kathas, I sent my final manuscript around March or April. The book was published in July.
Like, it took 3-4 months.
Easily, because the editing alone took around 1.5 months. Because the book was very big and I make a lot of spelling mistakes. I write just very, very carelessly, I write my book. The editor took a very long time to edit the book. And also, it's a very big book. The book around is on 400 pages or something.
400 pages.
It's around 432 pages or something like that.
Yeah.
So, it took her very long. The editor took very long. Like, in my laptop, it was 225 pages. Okay. But when it came, it was a book, it was 432 pages. So.
And you type it on laptop?
I type it on laptop.
Or you write on the book or something?
No, I'm very lazy to write. I'm very lazy to write on paper. I always type on laptop.
Okay.
For me, it works. Like, only digital works for me. Okay. I write on phone or laptop.
You come up with your thoughts and write it. Wants to write the book, like, related to something, a novel or something. Okay. So, how should they start it?
Yeah, I mean, first you should be clear about what you're going to write. Like, you know, the style of writing depends on person to person. It really varies.
Yeah.
I mean, the way you think about an idea. For example, I'm just saying you're writing a story about yourself or somebody.
Yeah.
You know, you have to know how you're going to start it, how you're going to... Because all story, for me, all stories are same. It depends on how you tell it.
Yeah.
Every love story is same, every ghost story is same, every thriller is same, every horror is same. The template is same.
Okay.
But
how you present it,
why a director varies. Yeah, for example, Karan Johar is different in the way he presents a love story. And Anurag Kashyap is different in the way he presents any story.
Uh-huh.
Right? So Imtiaz Ali is very different in the way he says the story. No?
Yeah.
But if you see the underlying point, Yeh Dil Hai Mushkil is almost same as any other normal tragic love stories.
Yeah.
But no, it depends on the way you tell the story, and also it connects to various kinds of audience. For example, you can only write the way you're brought up. For example, you're in a very sophisticated background.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we can write a story on a slum. People ask me, you know, why you're not writing stories like Anurag Kashyap, you know, going down there. And I don't know. I mean, if I write, I can't give full justice to it.
Exactly. If you don't know, why?
The background. Yeah. Initially, they have to know on which backdrop they are going to write. For example, if they're writing a novel, on which backdrop they're going to write,
yeah.
What are the characters, what is the journey of every character, and how the characters are going to travel, how they're going to start, end, and how it's going to tie and untie the knots in the story. If they're very clear about it, and they can just start writing. So.
And talking about the Filmi Kathas, you wrote the book in the third year. Okay.
Yeah.
So how you managed the writing with the college and that?
I actually wrote around, as I told you, there are 12 stories in Filmi Kathas. There are different backstories, like 4 or 5 stories I've already written before only, in my second year only.
Okay.
Like whenever I'm bored, I just simply write on my phone, I just publish it, something like that, on Kindle. One story called Day Without Talking was written for my radio script. I mean, once I had a show called Day Without last semester, and I didn't have a co-RJ that day, he was absent. So I thought, okay, let me just make a story, and because I was a writer, so I was very comfortable in writing stories. I thought, okay, I'll just write a story and narrate in the radio.
Okay.
I wrote a story, and that was all Filmi Kathas.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And the rest of the 5 stories, if you believe me or not, I wrote it in my FAT exams period.
Okay.
I wrote it in my FAT exam time, in last sem.
Oho.
Yeah, yeah. Because for me, personally,
During the time of FAT, you wrote
the
book.
I wrote the book, yeah. I mean, March, April time, I wrote the rest of the stories. And all the stories are very big stories. I mean, very important stories of filming, which people are saying is very nice.
Uh-huh.
All those stories were written during FAT exams.
That seems cool. Like, people during the FAT used to go for studying and doing for something else just for chilling. Like, you write the books. That's different for you.
It's like a relaxation for me. So, and also the point is, when I start writing a story, I cannot come out of it until I finish it. I'll be very emotionally unstable till I finish the story.
Okay.
It's a big problem for me and also the people around me. I'll torture them till I finish the story because I get emotionally attached to it. When the story is very emotionally up and down, because some stories are very emotionally dealt with some serious issues.
Yeah.
Though I have not been with that, though I'm not the character, I start sticking to that own character, and that will be imbalance between my own character and that character. So I start living that character, and so that like people around me, they're really disturbed because of that. Even I am very disturbed mentally. I can't do any other work till I finish it.
Okay.
So I make sure I finish it as soon as possible so that I get out of that world and be my own self.
That seems cool, like you get attached to it and then you work on it. And another thing, Ashwin RJ bhi hai. So before that, book ke saath wo रेडियो जॉकी का भी करते थे एंड ही वॉज अ रेडियो जॉकी टिल थर्ड फोर्थ ईयर प्लेसमेंट्स एंड ऑल ही इज बिजी विद द थिंग्स बट अश्विन आरजे है ऑथर है एंड व्हाट ऑल थिंग्स यू डू
आई म्यूजिक आई मीन आई फिल्म मेकिंग वाज माय ओन पैशन आई हैव रिटन अ शॉर्ट फिल्म एज आई टोल्ड यू आई एम आल्सो राइटिंग स्क्रीन प्लेज एंड स्टफ फॉर फिल्म्स
ओके
एंड माय फैमिली इज लाइक यू नो दे आर वेरी म्यूजिकल माय मॉम इज अ म्यूजिक टीचर माय सिस्टर्स आर प्रोफेशनल सिंगिंग एंड ऑल दैट सो आई नो कर्नाटिक म्यूजिक आई डू सिंगिंग एंड ऑल दैट I do composing, I do singing, I do all those things. Music is also part of my career thing.
That seems cool. And yeah. Talking about the Amazon Kindle, one thing that like most of the people don't know about the thing, like how to publish on Amazon Kindle, like you can describe it in a good way.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Amazon Kindle is very user friendly. Basically, you just need to go to the website, log in with your Amazon ID or whatever. Just if you see self-publishing, there will be platforms there. You just need to go and say start your own publishing or something like that. There is a, if you just go inside the website only, you'll have a proper guidelines for it. I mean, just go inside the website, log in, start your own Kindle book or something like that. You just have to put out the content in your Word file. If you want to put the cover also, they'll give you templates to put the cover, they'll give you ideas to put the cover. If you're not satisfied with that, you can make your own cover with your own design in your laptop or there's something and you can upload
okay,
it.
Okay.
And then it takes around 72 hours to get published maximum.
72 hours.
Which means they'll give you 72 hours time, but if they are finished their processing soon, it will get out in maybe 5-6 hours also. For me, it happened in 5-6 hours only.
And editing, like they do the editing if you have some of the mistakes?
You have to do the editing.
Everything has to be done by you?
Yeah. Only if you're going with the publisher, they'll do the editing and all that.
Yeah. Amazon
will not do editing and all. Yeah, you have to do the take care of the editing. Yeah.
Okay. And is there any cost for publishing?
No. You'll only get money from them. You won't get given anything. They'll give you money once your book is getting sold on a Kindle.
Okay.
That will be a very cool thing.
Yeah, it's not for free. Like, your book also is not for free.
No. I think it's for free. You have to pay money and read.
Okay.
Even the short story costs around 50 rupees or something to read. Yeah.
Okay, for you.
Yeah.
So, how much, like...
The rate is what you quote. I mean, it's not...
Okay, it's up to you, like, how much you quote.
Yeah,
and,
so much you quote.
They give you some percent.
Royalty, 35% or 70%, whichever you choose, or something like that. Oh. And even you pay tax for it.
You even need to pay tax for it.
Yeah, they'll deduct the tax and give you.
Oh.
Yeah, monthly you'll get the message from them. Like, how much you got, royalty, how much books have sold, everything they'll give you. Amazon is very proper in that. Even publishers are very stringent and all that, but they are very proper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm dealing with them, I know that. So,
that seems something cool. And can you tell, like, how was your experience getting this many awards? Like,
it feels good. I mean, it really feels good. It's a motivating thing for you to
get the awards.
It's very motivating to do something better. And of course, I never expected any awards or anything before I wrote or anything. I never even had ideas about it. It also just happened.
Mm-hmm.
It completely happened. And I was very happy and all that. But motivating and also made me very responsible, you know, to make to do better works. And I should not be very careless in anything I do. I mean,
it perfectly. Whatever.
Yeah, it made me feel more responsible, and it made me feel happy also that I'm doing something worthwhile. Yeah.
Because you have been awarded as the 100 Inspiring Authors of India.
By
the Indian Awaaz at Kolkata. So that's a good big responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was around last year, the same time I got the news, around 24th October or something. I still remember the date because it was my first award.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got my nomination during last Gravitas, and in 10 days I got the award. Like, I got the confirmation that I'm getting the award, and I was like very happy. Okay, you know, my first award for my writing and all that. So.
So what was the experience with the authors there?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, the only difference was like everybody were very old and I was very young. Everybody were 45 plus, 40 plus and all that.
And you were just 19 during
that I was 20 or 19 during that time. So, and they were like, what is this guy doing here? So, but it was very nice to go there and get interact with people and all, get the minds of other people, how they are and all that.
And even you got the best debut Indian author 2018 author pages.
That happened this summer, June.
Okay.
Yeah, in summer holidays, and that was also a very good experience. I mean, it doesn't
change. Like, how this changed you as a person, this award and all thing? Like, what spark it get into you? Like, you are thinking to write another book or doing something?
No, I never thought, like,
after this award, did you are thinking that you will gonna write another book or something?
See, awards, I always feel awards are just like part and parcel of the business,
you don't take it seriously.
I take it seriously, but I mean, see, it's not that like if I get an award, I should write another book. I mean, I should write a book only if I feel this is worthwhile to put it as a book.
Okay.
And right now, I'm not like I always look for self satisfaction. I started writing for self satisfaction just because after I came to VIT, I was not completely satisfied with whatever I'm doing.
Okay.
I wasn't satisfied with whatever I'm doing every day, and I should do something worthwhile. And it just so happened that
engineering
is fantastic. And of course, I owe a lot to VIT for whatever I do, because they gave me a lot of time to explore my. If it was another college, I'd have been sitting in classes from 8 to 8. And
exactly.
And here I had a lot of time to go back to hostel, extramural hostel there. Wednesdays, you hardly have any classes and all that. And after I came to radio also, it was very... I came to radio in second year only.
Okay.
So I think it was like all motivating things keep happening. And, you know, VIT also gives you a space to explore your talents and all that.
I mean, it was a great experience up coming in the VIT, because now you're going to leave the...
Yeah. When VIT. I look back, I was like, it's fantastic. It changed me as a person also a lot. Awards, as you asked, awards, of course, it initially gives you a high, but I just let through the high only for 2-3 days. After that, it won't be there. you will be responsible for the... You won't think of it like, okay, what next also. Because you don't go behind awards. Awards just come to you.
Yeah,
so if it comes or not, I'm not writing for an award. I mean, it's just...
Users for a self-satisfaction.
Yeah. Of course, I'm not saying that I'm not... Like, I am happy for getting an award, definitely. Any day, if someone gives me, I am very happy, give me. Nobody. I'm not modest in that also. I'm very happy and I'm very proud of getting that award. I mean, there is more responsibility. When you get an award, you feel like you should do something worthwhile to get another award. It, in fact, increases your thing.
Self-confidence.
Self-confidence and also urge to get more awards. But I always feel you should reduce the urge, you should not go get the. That's there. But now, I don't have any idea for a book right now.
Okay, now,
Yeah.
And the one thing, like, how to approach the publishers. Like, you are writing something, okay. So, after completing the whole book, you should approach the publishers?
Yeah. For your first book, definitely you should have the whole book in your hand. Because initially, even it happens everywhere, right? For example, when you're doing a film, for example, I'm saying the thing I know, when you are the debut director, you should have a whole script when you approach a publisher, right? The same way. You should have a whole book when you approach a publisher. Mm. And after you get, you have to go to the website, you have to see what are the publishers there and what are they charging, and which publisher you want to publish and all that. Then it's just that you have to go and see, mail them, like they'll give you mail ID and all that. You have to mail them your details of the book, your synopsis, your sample chapters, your journal.
So if they copy?
They won't copy.
They won't copy.
You don't worry about them. They won't copy. Okay. Even if they copy, once they reject you, they won't copy. Or even if they accept you, it's up to your own call, like to accept them or not.
Okay.
They will tell you like, we are happy to accept your thing. We can proceed. This is the thing and all that. If you're okay with their agreement, you can proceed. Also, some other publisher is giving you a better agreement, you can proceed with them. It's up to you only. But
okay.
No publisher will copy. It's for sure.
Okay.
They won't copy, yeah.
And writing the book, and after that, you need to get it published. Like, talking to the publishers, and what are the processes goes behind.
You know, just talk to people. Just tell them you have an idea. This is a book I have written.
Yeah.
That's how first book happened for me. Second book happened because publisher, even after my first book, I really, to be very frank, I was like just now only. I had zero idea for writing a book. I was just like, first book happened, like second book, let it happen. Then that guy, like, he started forcing me, you write a book. And I was like, okay, let me do some other book for me, for my self-satisfaction and all that.
Yeah.
So it's just that, I mean, it again happened, yeah.
This seems cool, like you have been approached by the publishers to write another book, like...
Yeah. Because of the award happened, I mean...
Okay.
Yeah.
This seems cool.
That's the perks of getting an award, I mean,
And that's the story behind the books you have written and the awards. But now I will come to some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Yeah. E-book or physical book?
Physical book, for sure.
Online or in-store book shopping?
I think both. I'll take both. Because both are important today. Online, some people can purchase online, some people cannot access it. Both.
Book you want everyone to read?
Book I want everyone to read. I think I like Robin Sharma's books. I like Monk Who Sold His Ferrari.
So one recommendation for the book from your side is Monk Who Sold His Ferrari.
Yeah. That one. Another is like I recently read The Sapiens: A Brief History of Mankind by Yuval Noah Harari. It's a fantastic slowly. Sapiens, A Brief History of Mankind. It's a science kind of book, biological kind of book. It's how sapiens evolved from all that. So
Weirdest thing that you have used as a bookmark?
I never use bookmarks.
You never use? Yeah. So how do you remember the pages?
No, I don't know. I'm not a avid reader. I read online mostly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Name the first three books you can think of.
First three books
that you can think of now. Just quickly.
Yeah, Sapiens, I would say to you. Then I'm reading Freakonomics now. It's a fantastic read. I mean, I'm just loving it, Freakonomics, because I like economics. Freakonomics is a book where anybody can connect to a regular economist and all that.
Yeah.
And another book is this one. I'm reading Conversations with Maniratnam now. So
Maniratnam, okay.
It's a fantastic read, yeah. These three are these subjects are my own interests, so I think I'm...
Okay, according to your interests, these are the books you recommend to the business.
Yeah.
Book that made you laugh or cry? Both. Like laugh and cry.
Book that made me laugh or cry. I don't know. Nothing like that. I mean, I cry watching movies, not books. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, my stories have made me cry. When I write, I go through all emotions. But films are my inspiration to write. I mean, not books at all. I watch films. Films are my inspiration.
That's why it's filmic kathas.
Yeah. Films are my inspiration to write. Yeah.
So that was a cool conversation with you, Ashwin. And the thing which you want to say to our listeners regarding the book, like how to write the book, and something according to you as an author to inspire others, because you have been awarded as the 100 inspiring authors.
So award is fine. Okay, right. That's all. Keep writing. And first thing, don't fear to put it out. I mean, people fear to put it out. Don't fear to put it out. I mean, everything is fine. I'm seeing random people putting it out. Don't fear to put it out. Don't fear that maybe I'll get
what
rejected. Yeah. That's none of your own business.
What people think about you
is none of your own business, is what I feel.
Yeah.
So you just write. You're writing, right? You just write, put it out.
And if someone wants to write the book and wants to get published, so you can help them with that?
Completely. Yeah. Anytime, contact me. I'm available on Instagram.
So you just give something about your Instagram.
I'm on Instagram, Ashwin Shankaran. You can see me on Instagram. You can mail me at... you can find my mail ID on Instagram only.
Yeah.
And else, I'm available on Facebook also, Ashwin Shankaran. So you can available Facebook, Instagram or mail. I mean, anything is fine.
Yeah, that's cool. And so this was the show. And if you want any more details, you can just get into the Instagram of Ashwin Shankaran. And this was the view from Ashwin, and it's not in particular view that he wants to say to the people, like it's from your view whatever you have told. So this was for the show, and
I'm also very happy to have Arth looking at doing all these things and all that, because when I'm doing shows, I'm not taking this much effort to write the content and stuff like that. We seniors just come here, just do whatever we want and speak anything random and go out, because we have something in mind. But I'm seeing you take so much effort. You've been contacting me whether I can give you questions and all that. It's very nice to see juniors be very sincere towards the radio and doing things on Spotify and all that. I think we are fantastic juniors to take radios to better
thank
heights.
You
And we are happy as seniors, like we have better juniors than
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
So all the very best for the future shows, and
even
you're doing
all
a great
the best
work. Yeah.
To you.
Thank you.
You are doing an awesome work, and it was a great conversation with you, Ashwin bhaiya. So आज का शो इधर ही एंड करते हैं, और आपने कई सारी चीज हिंदी इंग्लिश में देखी होगी, मिक्स मैच है, बट आप समझ लेना. और थैंक यू, दिस इज आरजे अर्थ साइनिंग ऑफ. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर लिसनिंग टू अस. थैंक यू.
8 FM
90.8 FM.